You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back. Today, we're doing a continuation of our series, What Protecting Your Heart Looks Like. This is part three. And the question I have for you today is, are you suffering from a distracted heart? That's right, my dear. In this series of really how to protect our hearts and what does it mean to protect our hearts, really what does it look like to protect your heart? In part one, I introduced the acronym HEART, okay? You know how much I love a great acronym, but not only because I love words, but because an acronym and words allow us to remember. And a reminded mind is a renewed mind, and a renewed mind is a transformed life. So I created this acronym, HEART, to help you remember what it really means to protect your heart and what that looks like. So in part one, we talked about hope. And without that, what you end up with is a divorced heart. That's right. You end up with a divorced heart. Also, a divorced heart will cause you to feel even more hopeless. Number two, part two in this series, I talked about, are you suffering from a disengaged heart? I really hope you've had a chance to listen to that message and come on over to WomenSippingOnLife.com and actually access the new ebook, Your Love and Life Redefined, and actually find out what your engagement rating is. I would love to know your E rating. Are you engaged? Are you somewhat engaged? Or are you completely disengaged? And are you suffering from a divorced heart? So I hope you've had a chance to do that. But today we're talking about, are you suffering from a distracted heart? So H stands for hope, E stands for engagement, and today A stands for awareness. How aware are you? How aware are you? How self-aware are you? Do you understand yourself? Are you aware of who you are? Do you know what you know about you? Do you know yourself well, my dear? Do you know what really makes your heart tick? Do you know what makes your heart happy? Do you know what you're most passionate about? All these questions of awareness, conscious awareness. When you engage with your heart, that is when you will come to know your heart. And what you know will grow. You will grow. But oftentimes we get so distracted. We get so distracted because we're putting our awareness on so many things. For instance, a lot of times we're trying to get everyone on the outside to give us what we want. We're trying to get what we want at all times. But when was the last time that you honored yourself and actually took the time to discover what it is that you desire, to become consciously aware of what you desire and what you want? Think about that. I remember the day I realized that I didn't need to get what I wanted to be happy. That's right. I didn't need to get what I want to be happy. I don't need to get what I want to be happy. And the good news is neither do you. But you know what's required, especially for creating happiness and inspiring happiness? We must know what it is that we desire. I realized in that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, I know what I desire. And if I can hold on to that and not lose sight of that and stay focused on that, guess what, my dear? It will grow. And it will grow for you as well. But we get so distracted on the things that don't matter. We get so distracted on all these other things that we actually end up distancing ourselves from our heart. We run, and the whole time we're running further and further away from our heart, further and further away from ourselves, going through life, going through the motions. You know, I talked about that yesterday with a disengaged heart. really a disengaged heart is one that's going through the motions. But what happens is we go through this running process where we are running from ourselves while trying to run and find ourselves and trying to find what we actually already possess. But we're so busy looking for it on the outside that we're not even aware that we have it on the inside. It's like we're running the opposite direction and we're wondering why we're getting so off track. We're getting off track because we're getting so far away from our heart, so far away from truth, so far away from what really matters. And then we're so distracted. And with all that distraction comes a whole lot of confusion, a whole lot of lack of clarity, uncertainty. Think about that. And not having that certainty and confidence that's required to actually stay the course and to stay connected with ourselves and each other and actually protect, which is to honor and care for our hearts. Because when we do that, we're able to honor and care for ourselves. And then we're able to honor and care for our dreams. And then we're able to honor and care for others. Do you see how that works? But instead, we get so distracted and so caught up in the drama of life that we forget, that we simply forget. And the further we get away from our hearts, the further we get away from truth, it becomes this little flicker of light so far in the distance that we get lost. If this is you today, my dear, I'm telling you, it's time to come back to your heart. It's time to become consciously aware of your desires, consciously aware of your beliefs, consciously aware of who you are and why you're here. I know, it's kind of like the age-old question, you know, why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? Well, I'll tell you right now, you definitely have a purpose. And one of those purposes is this, to honor and care for your heart. Because if you don't, who will? We're so busy running outside of ourselves that we're not running with ourselves. We're not winning the race. And actually, why are we running anyway? When we can walk side by side, heart to heart, with what really matters in our lives. It's time to become aware, my dear. It's time to become aware and to know some things that you may not know right now. Because the biggest thing that I find is that people don't even know that they don't know. Think about that. And it's knowledge of the truth that sets us free. So if you are not living in freedom in all areas of your life, that means there's opportunity to discover some truth, to discover and to know some things and become aware of some things that you are not currently aware of. But what it's going to take is it's going to take a commitment from you, my dear, to yourself, heart and soul, to stop running, stop hiding, to turn and face yourself, to meet you, possibly for the first time, to get aware of who you really are, what it is that you desire, what you like, what you dislike, what you dream about. Start there and watch what happens. It's time to reconnect with your heart and soul. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. In what area of your life do you feel right now like you're the most distracted? What area in your life do you feel so distanced from? Identify that for yourself today. Circle it. And make a conscious decision right here and right now that you're going to pursue your heart and you're going to focus on her. You're going to focus on your heart, my dear. And for all the men that are listening, focus on him. Stop looking outside of yourself for the answers that you can only discover within. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.